Musiktheoretische Grundbegriffe der elektronischen Musik sind der Ton, der Klang, das Tongemisch, das Geräusch und der Zusammenklang. Ich wiederhole, der Ton, der Klang, das Tongemisch, das Geräusch und der Zusammenklang.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2023.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2023 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
Finally, there you are. Hi, this is Jan Willem von Ginkgo Synthese.
Hi.
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 Nice to see you.
Yeah.
You found food?
Yes, I had, yes.
So you had some sustenance to talk to me now?
Yes, I had to have a little bit of food before I can talk to you, yes.
Yeah, great. Are you having a good time here?
Yes, always, yes, yes.
You're a regular, right? How many times have you been here already?
Well, I have been from the first time. So that was in Funkhaus. And then 2019, just before when Corona hit, I skipped a one. And then during Corona, I skipped one. So this was actually the first time I'm back since then, yes.
And how does it feel?
It's nice. It's just like coming home because it's just like feeling people, seeing people again, and yeah.
So how did you spend the time that you weren't here? I think you developed quite a few new things, no?
Yes, I did. I've been working a little bit hard. The thing is that I'm a one-man company, so that means that I do the design, I do the building, I do the sales, I do buying the stuff I need it. So it's like it's a lot of work, and then meanwhile I designed new stuff, and those are coming out. They have been come out, and it comes out more in the last year. I think the last year has been more busy than the years before. Yes, I think so too.
Have you also suffered from this chip shortage?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay, so that means you have some sort of a.
There are two modules. Basically, there are three models which cannot be produced anymore at all. So
for everyone who wants to be disappointed now, which ones?
I think the people who want the modules, they know already.
Okay.
The top tempo LFO is already sold out for a while, and I'm not going to reproduce it. The sample slicer is a module a lot of people ask for.
And you can't build this anymore.
I cannot either. Build it anymore. No, it's just impossible. But I am working on a new version. But I don't know when it will be finished. The thing is that it's just now collecting ideas about what should be in the module to make it better than the module before. So that will be that will just take time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what I was surprised at, why I was wanted to talk to you as a DJ myself, mm-hmm. or like long time and DJing and just gradually getting into modulars, is that you have this new line, at least it seems new to me, on DJ-ish modules. Like I came to your stand and you showed me a battle mixer.
Yes, the battle mixer is a module I made. The thing is, I'm not thinking in lines. I really make my modules as what I need in my setup. Mm-hmm. So
it's always coming from you as a live performer.
Yes, it's always coming from my idea of how I perform live. That's how I design my modules. And the battle mixer is one of the things which I just had to have in my system, because when I play live, I always bring an old Fisher-Price plastic record player, and I use it to make some samples in the sample slicer and then play with these samples. But in the hip hop scene, there is a turntablism. The turntablism is when you use a DJ Final Player and DJ Battle Mixer or just normal DJ mixer to with a crossfade to use it as a basically a gate, open up and close what you're doing with the record player. And that idea of playing really attracted me in my live sets. And so I just wanted to build it, and then I start building it, and then some modules evolve, and that's how I build my modules, because my modules also always evolve from an idea, and then I go further in thinking and like, okay, and maybe if I add this or remove this or make this different than other people, then maybe something new evolves, and that's how I design.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that means it also can connect a record player, or is this just...
Yeah, I made a... another thing is, for example, I released a phono preamp as a module, and for me that was the most logic module to make, because I made this battle mixer, so then I need a preamp in my system. And Eurorack is -5 to +5 as a level for audio, and normal level is maximum 1 point peak to peak. And your finals, so a record player is even in millivolts. So I really needed to boost a lot of many times, maybe 1,000 times more in volume. So that means you also raise a lot of the noise floor. So
yeah,
this was quite a difficult project, but for me that just was the most logic thing to evolve next. So my modules always start from one module, and then from that module I need another module, and then I need another module. So all my modules are in that sense basically linked to one big system, and they are not evolving of oscillators or filters. They're all things different, because this is how I play life. So that's my modules.
So your music also evolves while evolving or developing new modules?
100%, yes, absolutely, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the inspiration, where does that come from? Like, how does such a need build up?
Influences from what you like. So I grew up in the 90s, and I really love the things like Prodigy, Chemical Brothers, and all these things. And I really still play with my music and with the love of these kind of sounds in my mind. So they're all basically linked from the 90s, from that sense, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, this is weird. Now, all of a sudden, people are lining up here, and that's just one after another.
No problem.
And so you're going to be here for the whole weekend. And,
yes, absolutely.
Everyone
on Sunday,
who wants
on Sunday, I play in Klunkenkranich. So
in Klunkenkranich?
Yes.
Do you know the time already?
Dinner time, I don't know, something like 5 or 6, I think 7. But okay, there are a lot of other makers are playing there, so it's really fun. Yeah.
So, für alle, die es am Sonntag nicht auf die Superboost schaffen, ihr könnt auf jeden Fall im Klunkerkranich auch noch einige der Manufakturer und Makers hier von der Superboost treffen und live spielen hören auf ihrem eigenen Gear. And it's all your setup, is all your own modules, or do you also incorporate other brands?
No, I use other brands for my live setup as well, yes. And on the Klunkerkranich is also DIY day, so you can also even build your own modules,
ooh,
solder your own modules, and
wow,
bring them home. So yeah.
But you don't sell kits, do
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
You do sell
yes,
kits, okay.
Of course, it's promotion of flows.
Yeah, so for us to understand how your kits are working, how your modules are
yes,
working.
Yes,
Jan Willem,
you
thank you very, very much, and enjoy the rest of the fair, and see you next year.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Tui.